I want to dive in. Do you have any thoughts from your background in psychology that might be applicable to your experience with all this stuff, especially about the ethics of fracking and the tension between, you know, environmental and health concern and people who support it for economic reasons and stuff like that, and people who perhaps don't know where they stand? Do you?
Well, the University of Toronto had on its website, it used to publish a joke every day. And my favorite joke was, psychologists can tell you this for sure. Some people will and some people won't. So I always loved that one because I think that's just about the truth. I mean, if you get into very detailed, very well-controlled studies of human attitude and behavior relationships, you'll find that we really can't account very well for what's making the difference. I mean, there are some obvious things like peer group pressure, you know, who are your friends and what do they think? Who's the most effective communicator? For example, as I said much earlier, I think we were much more effective communicators in our public information than was the other group. I think we knew what we were doing, and we probably also just got lucky in terms of talking to citizens. And the other group made some big mistakes. They splashed their money around, and they made outrageous assertions about who they were working against. And we didn't ever do that. Mm-hmm. So what would psychology tell us? Well, I think that topic I mentioned earlier about how are people playing off their belief systems against their interest is a really important one, and is applicable to this one. But we really haven't done any research about the differences in the people who supported us and those who didn't, and why those who didn't thought what they thought. But it was clear, at least to the people who were more public about not agreeing with us, is that they had a lot of interest to protect. They really did. They didn't make any bones about it. They owned mineral rights. Mm-hmm. And they want those mineral rights protected, and they saw us as a threat, and they were making a lot of money from. No, they're not making it now. Mm-hmm. I mean, the industry's turned around, but at that time, they were making money, and they didn't want us affecting that. Mm-hmm. So I think those two areas in psychology, the difference in the, well, three areas: the who's the most effective communicators, what's the difference in people's attitude, what's affecting people's attitude and behavior change, what's pushing people to change their behavior, and then this relationship between what you believe and what you feel, of what you believe and what you do. Mm-hmm. So if I were going to research it as from a social psychology perspective, those are the three things that I would look at: communication, attitude, behavior, relationships, and conflict of interest and ideology.
Fascinating.